This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
Well, big news out yesterday. A lot of interest in this with the Cow Creek Umpqua Tribe of Indians and their involvement in a big remodel at PDX at Portland Airport. Lindsay Campman is with the tribe, communications and marketing manager. Lindsay, good morning.
Hey, good morning. How are you?
Well, I'm very fascinated with this story. I heard about the airport remodel there, one of the buildings there a number of months back. Heard that wood was going to be utilized in a different way, a lot of interest in that. And didn't really dawn on me that maybe I should find out where the wood came from until a couple of days ago. Talk about this whole story and how Cow Creek got involved.
Sure. The one thing that PDX, I think everybody can absolutely agree, is that PDX stays so true to being local. And so, you know, however many years ago, 6 years ago, I think is when they started, maybe nine, I'm not sure, when they started working on this, that was the number one thing that they wanted to stay true to. So with that comes, okay, where can we get all this wood that is going to go into this super incredible airport that people are going to remember when they walk through? So that's kind of where our story comes in. Right around the same time, I think everybody in our area is going to remember the Milepost 97 wildfire. So I remember that day. It was a day in July of 2019. I was at Seven Feathers Casino Resort in Canyonville. We saw smoke. We walked outside of the entrance of the casino, and we all kind of said, wow, is that fire going to come towards us? And I think everybody remembers it shut down I-5. It burned, you know, close to 10,000 acres. Well, the really interesting part about that is that 3,000 of those acres from the Milepost 97 wildfire were owned by the Cow Creek Band of Umpqua Tribe of Indians. And those acres were only just recently handed back over to the Cow Creek Band of Umpqua Tribe of Indians. They had been handed over in 2018 through an act of Congress. So really, really interesting. You know, the tribal leadership at that point, they were devastated. They said, we just got back these lands. You know, they had been possibly mismanaged by federal and state, landowners prior to this. What are we supposed to do? And so that's really where the tribal leadership just kind of banded together. And they said, look, we've got two choices here. We can either, leave this burn scar and never touch it again and just say, okay, there's a wildfire there and we live in wildfire country. Or we can do what's right. We can embrace the indigenous values of our people, and we can find value in every single thing that is still on that land. And that is what they did. So they harvested everything that they could. They cleaned up the land so that now it's ready for planting. And actually, there are 1 million seedlings that are planted on that area now. But from that, we kind of had all this timber that was like, okay, what are we supposed to do with it? So what they did was they stood up a mill. And they said, we're going to find purpose for this. This is a meaningful story. So that timber, it's really, really nice, beautiful Douglas fir. You wouldn't necessarily know that it was ever in a wildfire. It's very interesting. It now lines our the room where we hold our general council meetings in the boardroom. And now it's also in the newly remodeled PDX. It's a really great story. And the makers at PDX, they said, you know, we want to support your forest management. We want to support your indigenous cultural values. We want to support all of that. We want to put this wood in PDX. And we're so proud. We're so honored to be a part of a project that is just so momentous for Oregon.
You know, looking at some of the pictures there, it makes me want to book a trip just to have to go through the airport.
That is so true. No, you walk through there, it is stunning. It is warm. You feel like you're in the forest. They have done such a lovely job of just incorporating everything that people love about Oregon into that space. And it's really funny. We all kind of say, you know, well, when you were in PDX, you used to look down because you would look at the carpet. Guess what? Everybody's looking up now.
Yeah, I imagine that is definitely the case. And in fact, you were just up there the other day, right?
Absolutely. So the Port of Portland, who are the people who own and operate the airport, they held a grand opening event for all of the, you know, I think the grand total was 9,000 people worked on this job. So they held a grand opening event that was just for the tradespeople, the local artists who are part of this space, the Native American tribes. There are four different Native American tribes who contributed wood to this project, and all the different retailers and all the architects and all the designers. So they held a really excellent grand opening. Governor Tina Kotek was there. Oregon Senator Jeff Merkley was there. Portland Mayor Ted Wheeler. So everybody got to kind of just gather around and really marvel and congratulate each other on such a great project.
Wow. I'm really struck by the ironic nature of this fire, because I remember the milepost, the milepost 97 fire. I don't think I initially knew at the very front end that some of this was going to be the land that had just been returned to the tribe. And hearing about it later, I was just really wondering what was going to happen. And I know, in talking in the past with Tim Fredenberg about indigenous land management, how you treat forests, there's a lot of care, a lot of work that goes into it, and kind of a certain protocol for how you do things. And it's really led to being part of something now that's going to be seen by millions of people for many years to come.
Absolutely. I think what's really important to the Cow Creek Band of Umpqua Tribe of Indians is staying true to who they are. So even though they experience this terrible setback of a wildfire, we know that we can still do good. We know that we can still manage the forest traditionally, holistically, and make it resilient. And really, you know, embrace that indigenous knowledge of saying we are not going to waste what the land gives us. We can find value in every single little thing. A lot of the wood that came from Milepost 97, we chipped it, you know, because not everything is going to turn into a beautiful piece of lumber for something like PDX. So we found value. There's value in every single thing that the forest gives us, and that's a very core value of the Cow Creek Band of Umpqua Tribe of Indians.
Well, we wanted to point that out to folks and talk about this because, of course, a lot of people are still in travel mode. And next time you go through PDX, you've got to check it out. It just looks absolutely stunning and very unique. I mean, I've been in a lot of airports. This is very unique for any kind of airport.
Absolutely. And it just speaks to Oregon. You know, you come to Oregon, you expect to see beautiful tall green trees, you expect to see forests, you expect to see nature. And the airport is absolutely representative of that. And they worked so hard to just incorporate, you know, the indigenous people of Oregon in that. And just like I said, we're just so proud. This is something that our tribal citizens can just hang their hat on for decades to come.
All right, Lindsay Kampman, Communications and Marketing Director for the Cow Creek Band of Umpqua Tribe of Indians. We've got a picture up. We'll probably have more up as well at 541radio.com. Lindsay, thanks for being on and sharing the story this morning.
Oh, you're so welcome.
8:40 at the Morning Report.